This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A proposed law that would have limited when law enforcement officers can take people to jail died at the state legislature Monday. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The bill would have prohibited law enforcement officers from arresting people for misdemeanors, with some exceptions. Instead, they would have had to issue a summons. It also would have required judges to let defendants out of jail on no-money bonds for certain crimes. Proponents said it would have made the justice system more fair for poor people who commit nonviolent crimes. But opponents, including law enforcement, argued the bill went too far and would have harmed public safety. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Ski areas that operate on public lands pay a lot for that privilege. A bill in Congress wants to make sure that money goes back to those public lands. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Joe Neguse are teaming up with Republicans to sponsor the Shred Act. The bill would allow funds generated from permitting fees that ski resorts pay to operate on public lands go to the National Forest Service rather than the U.S. Treasury. It also sets aside 25% of that money to help local outdoor recreation management. Bennett says the bill rightfully keeps funds where they are generated and helps local communities tackle their own priorities. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Vail Resorts, which runs several Colorado ski areas, has seen revenues rise 30% as people left pandemic isolation late in this past ski season. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.